Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
A judge has been criticised for saying she was sick to the back teeth of defendants looking for interpreters to assist them in court proceedings when they've been living in Ireland for years. Judge Miriam Walsh, a district court judge in Portlaoise, made the comments during a case in which a foreign national who'd lived in Ireland for the past 5 years sought the assistance of an interpreter when he appeared in court and pleaded guilty to assault charges. Shane Phelan, legal affairs editor with the Irish Independent, has the story and he joins me on the line now. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Claire.
So tell us firstly, Shane, what happened in the case?
Well, this was a case involving a 24-year-old man, a foreign national. He'd been living in Ireland for about 5 years. He got quite drunk one evening while in Portlaoise, and while in a takeaway restaurant, he assaulted a member of staff there and also assaulted another person who came to the aid of that member of staff. And he appeared in court recently, charged with assaulting these two people and also with threatening abusive and insulting behaviour, and he entered a guilty plea. But while in court, his solicitor requested the services of an interpreter for his client. And this was, I suppose, the precursor for the judge who was presiding on the case, Judge Miriam Walsh, to make comments in relation to foreign defendants who have been living in Ireland for a long period of time and who, to her mind, are able to go about their normal business without the need for an interpreter. And the judge noted that interpreter costs were funded by the taxpayer. And she also noted that the defendant had been living in Ireland for 5 years. And she made the following remarks. She said, they have no need for an interpreter when they go to buy their hooch. They don't need assistance when they're signing on for social welfare.
The hooch is the drink, is it?
Is the drink, yeah. Yes. So the defendant in this case had a large quantity of whiskey taken by his own admission.
Okay. And go through again the rest of what Judge Walsh had to say.
Yeah, so she went on to say that the defendant didn't need an interpreter with him when he bought his drink or when he went shopping. She made the comment, they know more English than we know ourselves. And she said, I'm sick to the back teeth of people hiding behind interpreters. He beat the sugar out of two people who were just doing their job that night. So I suppose, look, these comments have raised some eyebrows. There has been some criticism there.
Mm-hmm. And there's an umbrella group, the Irish Network Against Racism, and that organisation represents 170 other organisations. They've criticised the comments, haven't they, Shane?
They have. They have criticised the comments, and they've said, look, they've called for additional training for judges in light of the judges' comments.
Okay.
As well.
You also have figures on the demand for interpreters at the moment in courts in Ireland. Talk us through those numbers.
Well, look, it's nothing new having interpreters in court. I mean, over the past 30 years, I'm told that there's been 210 different languages and dialects translated by interpreters. But in recent times, last year, there were over 9,200 requests for interpreters in the courts. That was up from 7,500 in 2020. The interpretation costs last year were 1.5 million euros, and there were 1 million euros in 2020. Now, that's perhaps to do with the pandemic and the fact that there were more cases last year than there would have been in 2020. But there is, you know, it does demonstrate there is considerable demand for interpretation services, particularly demands for Polish speakers, Romanian speakers, Lithuanian, Russian and Portuguese speakers.
Okay. And we should also say that in the case that we've just been talking about, Judge Walsh didn't refuse an interpreter in the case as was requested by the defendant. Shane Phelan, thank you very much for bringing us that story. Coming up next, the Catholic Church, the Dublin Archdiocese specifically seeking compensation for loss of income over the course of the pandemic. We'll hear about that after this.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.